The idea came about in actually talking with fishermen in town here and knowing that sea otters are an issue. It's something that I learned right away when I moved to Petersburg, that if you mention sea otters to people, you'll get a reaction of some sort. What that reaction is depends on who you're talking to, but you will get a reaction. And originally, I was not thinking about doing a film. It was just something that came up within my volunteer work with the Petersburg Marine Mammal Center. You know, otters would come up, and we're not actively doing things with this issue, but it came to my attention. And then when I was talking to some fishermen in town, I realized, okay, this is a topic that really needs to be approached. You know, things are coming up in Juneau and, you know, across the political spectrum, and action is happening, but are people's viewpoints really being taken into consideration? And is everyone being listened to? Are all the user groups who are impacted by otters actually being listened to? And my goal is just to get viewpoints out there, share people's ideas, share people's concerns, but do it in a way that's very neutral and unbiased to make sure everyone is heard equally.
So when you say user groups, you know, what kinds of groups are we talking about? Who are you interviewing for the film?
You know, across the spectrum, people who are impacted by otters. So on one end of the spectrum, that might be fishermen, Alaskan natives. You have tour operators across Southeast Alaska who have interest in otters, but for very different reasons. And then somewhere in there, you have people who are involved with the science and research behind otters. So you have university, you have federal and state agencies. So it's a wide range of people who have some sort of stake or are affected by otters in some way and are looking at the issue or concerned with the issue.
Are you sticking with Petersburg as the main town that you're focusing on?
That's a great question. This idea originated in Petersburg, and the reason is because there is concern from some groups here in Petersburg that otters are on the way. Otters are coming, or otters are nearly here, and there are going to be some potential ramifications to that. And so it started as an idea of just doing a local community Petersburg film about the effects and how people are potentially going to be affected and what we could potentially do about that. But as I started digging into the topic and talking with more and more people, I realized, well, what I should be doing is doing a comparison and contrast with other communities that have maybe already felt the effects and are already looking at, you know, some massive declines in their fisheries or, you know, are in some way affected by it already. And so I'm expanding beyond Petersburg just to be able to tell the story a little more fully about what's potentially happening here in Petersburg, using examples from elsewhere.
Do you have enough interviews from all the people around Petersburg?
I have been interviewing people like crazy. In the end, I will have a lot of interviews, probably more than I can fit into a one-hour film. However, that said, I am still interviewing people because I think it's really important to get everyone's viewpoints who want to be heard. You know, if somebody feels strongly that they want to be part of the project, I am really, really happy to bring them on board and include them. So it's not just a film. I'm planning on doing a website that goes alongside it. And so portions of interviews that don't make it into the film or interviews that for one reason or another may not make it into the film at all, I still want those voices heard and they'll still be available on a website later on. So I am going out there right now trying to make sure the word is out there that this film is going on. I just want people to be aware that's happening, make sure people have the opportunity to reach out to me and be a part of the project if they really want to be. So my door is wide open as far as interviewing people.